Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, our intern Carly here, she's in a tight spot here emotionally, and she knows it. Her dad just had a baby with another woman, even though he is still married to your mom.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, let's just sit back and enjoy the ride.
So they separated about 2 or 3 years ago, and he moved out, but they were still like on good talking terms. Everything was good. Like, we would all hang out all the time. Like, we'd go to family dinners, all that. And so we didn't even know he had a girlfriend. And so back in November, he pulled me outside at my grandma's house and he was like, I have something to tell you. I was like, okay. Like, I'm expecting like, oh, you have a girlfriend. Like, something's up. He goes, I'm having a baby. I was like, what?
Gulp.
Right. And so I was like, when? He's like, in a month. So I was just like,
so technically he's been sitting on this for 8 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. A lot.
So your parents get divorced.
No, they're separated.
Separated, I should say. Did you see this coming or
no,
not at all? This gets back to our conversation yesterday. We were saying like, do you argue in front of your kids?
Mm-hmm.
And some are like, no, we never argue in front of the kids. And when they break up or they get separated, the kids are like, I never saw them argue one time, right?
Now, technically you're an adult. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. I'm assuming he hadn't told your mother.
He told my mom, I think, a week before me and told me, and then a week later told my brother.
All right, so we're missing a key question here. 3 years now, why haven't they gotten divorced and they're just separated?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the reasons behind that. I don't really know what led to their divorce, but...
And is mom dating other people as well? She has not.
Nothing at all.
But pops, no problem. Okay.
Right.
What was mom's reaction to it all?
I think she was a little devastated by it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, how are you feeling about it?
I have mixed feelings about it. One, because like I want to be there for my dad and support him and the baby, because the baby did nothing wrong. The baby was just brought into this earth. But also I want to be there for my mom. And be like, oh, you know, screw the baby, because...
You feel like your loyalties are split.
Right, yes.
Remember also, use the same logic, I think, for yourself as you're using for the baby. You're an innocent bystander in this whole thing also.
Yeah, you are.
Right? Your parents got separated. It's not on you. You don't have to pick sides, and you can choose not to.
So have you met said girlfriend since?
I met her last week.
Last week.
I was supposed to meet her back in December, but it ended up not working out. So she came over to my grandparents' house and all my like dad's family was there and she was nice. Like we had a good talk, like we hung out and she was like very like wanting me to accept her. Mm-hmm. And so like now I feel even more bad because it's like I kind of liked her, but like
she's trying real
my
hard.
Mom. Yeah.
You feel like obligated not to like her for
right,
your mom.
Yeah.
But your mom's not like openly saying, oh, I hate her. I hate that your dad has moved on or anything like that. So you're kind of assuming some of that stuff on yourself.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so I'm assuming she had the baby with her. So you got to meet your sibling.
I did. He's really cute.
Oh, man, that is a tough spot to be in.
Right.
Is it weird becoming like another older sibling like this late in life?
It's just weird to think like if I have kids within the next like 5 years, they're going to be the same age, which is like weird to me. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, because they, that means your baby brother will be a baby uncle.
Right. It throws me off just a little bit.
Baby uncle.
Yeah, baby uncle.
So at this point, do you think, you might not have even asked these questions yet to your parents, is this motivation enough for them to legally get divorced now? Does he have any plans to get married?
I think they're in the process. I don't know about marriage, but I know she's planning on moving down here sometime in the summer or fall, so...
So this was a long-distance relationship gotcha.
It's a tough one to navigate through emotionally, man, because I understand your loyalties are divided here. You don't want to show too much support for your dad because you don't want to alienate your mom and vice versa, you are in a tight spot.
Yeah.
But you can love. There doesn't have to be a team to cheers.
Right.
Like, you can love and support your mom. You can love and support your dad and the fact that you have a whole new side, like, part of the family.
I think it'll just be interesting when they move down here and see how dynamics work, because my brother wants nothing to do with it for the most part. So,
whatever. Yeah. Okay. My only advice is, you don't babysit for free because your time is money. So even though
I've already said that.
Okay, good.
It's already been taken care
of. Just because you're related doesn't mean you don't deserve
that conversation had.
What's your dad's attitude been like to the whole thing? Is he kind of like, I understand how this may cause devastation, or I really don't
He
care?
Knows. He's not very emotional kind of guy. He doesn't really share his feelings, but like, he knows that everyone's going through it and that, you know, my mom's heartbroken over it and how it's like torn between me and my brother and all that and the family. So
is the girlfriend significantly younger or?
Yeah. Okay. By about 20 years.
Can I be nosy? Okay. Do you know how they met?
So my dad's a pilot and she was the flight attendant.
Classic romance in the sky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Can we send your mom some flowers?
I think she would love that. Yeah. I think she needs that right now.
This might be in some strange way like the closure that your mom needs. Like maybe now the divorce happens and she gets to move on, maybe.
Because he lied about it for so long about having a girlfriend. So.
Hey. I hate to break. There's easier ways to get closure than your ex who's not even formally divorced having a baby with a woman who's 20 years younger than you.
Yeah, it's too late for that kind of wisdom.
Yeah. We'll send flowers.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.